Hello, my name is Dawn Longfellow, and I'm the director of the Wesley Food Pantry. Thank you so much for allowing me to share a little bit about what we do. If you haven't heard of us, we've been around since 2006, operating mainly out of the United Methodist Church at Green and Goodwin in Urbana. When we first began, it was in response to there being a need in the community for a pantry with evening hours. We were the first pantry to be able to do that and be open for folks that were working, sometimes jobs that you couldn't leave just in the middle of the day to stand in line at a food pantry, but still needed a little help. So at that point, we were once a month, the third Thursday of every month, with the hope that as folks SNAP benefits or food stamps at that time started running out, they'd have some place to go for food. So over the years, we've continued in that vein of finding the missing needs. You know, who's missing, who is not getting covered with a safety net, and adding to our programming. So we now operate three locations in town. We're at Green and Goodwin in Urbana. We're at Parkland College, so operating on the complete other side of town in Champaign. And then also at Campus Rec in the Activity and Rec Center for University of Illinois students only. We've moved from that once a month operation to every week at each of those spots. So we actually have somewhere in town for university, Parkland College students or the community to visit us every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. In addition to that, we've added a mobile pantry that we take out to visit folks where they're at. We realized that there were an awful lot of people that were having trouble getting to pantries. So every month we visit senior Section 8 housing. When it's warm, we go out to targeted communities and outreach for our migrant farm families. And in that way, we can bring with us food that's specifically targeted for the group that we're visiting. So trying to address, you know, if it's an older housing area, we're going to bring smaller sized items, more individual items, things that are really easy to cook because most of those folks don't want to spend a lot of time cooking a big meal. We've also added what we call our Grab and Go program, which at the University of Illinois and Parkland campuses are kind of food for the moment, little snack items or easy to microwave items to get students just through that moment, through that day. Sometimes they're studying, sometimes they're a program that might take them far away from their apartment. If they forgot their lunch, they're kind of stuck there. They may be working a job during the day and heading to Parkland College for some night classes and just really haven't had a chance to stop and have that meal. And we want to make sure that they're being fueled appropriately to be able to get that learning in. For us, it's kind of like the backpack program for middle schoolers and elementary kids that go home on the weekends. It's the college version of that. So that's our grab and go program. So over the 20 years, we've continued to see increasing need, and some of that is our increasing programs, always finding the people that maybe could still use a little help. And right now, what we're seeing is that there are a lot of people that could use a little help. We don't have to, at the moment, go searching for who's missing. They're showing up at our door in large numbers. And so this will be the largest year we've ever served, looking at well over 12,000 households for the year. We regularly see Over 100 people on that Thursday night. And so we are extremely grateful for this community and its support, and deeply grateful to be included as one of the organizations benefiting from your generosity through your Thanksgiving offering. So I just wanted to give a thank you on behalf of our guests. Gratitude is absolutely one of the things that we hear most often as we talk to folks as they're checking in or leaving. These are deeply grateful individuals that we're helping. And so I would like to share that gratitude with you. So thank you very much.